Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1767, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. There acted suspicious toward her, that he came out ahead of her at nights when she would leave the factory and would look at her and wink at her, and that she was afraid of Frank, and asked me to come to the pencil factory every night to meet her. After this talk with Detective Black, he gave me a nickel to buy a Coca-Cola and told me to come back to the inquest, which was being held on the second floor in Police Headquarters building. I did as he told me, and after a few minutes, Mr. Dot Dunhue and Detective Black came out to where I was. Mr. Dunhue is blind, and Black told him who I was, and that he knows something about the Fagan case, and Mr. Dunhue said I would be the next witness. In a minute or two, my name was called, and I was sworn and took the witness stand and told the story that Detective Black had told me to tell, which I knew was mostly a lie. When I went out into the hall, Detective Black saw me there and said, "George, you done all right. Now stick to that story. There may be other men come out there to see you and question you, and you tell them that you don't know anything about it and that you have been told not to say anything about the Fagan case." One evening, Detective Black came out to where I live and told me to come to Solicitor Dorsey's office the next morning at 10:30. When I arrived there the next morning, after a few minutes, Black came out and called me in Mr. Dorsey's office. Mr. Dorsey asked me to, "George, we have got you down here to refresh your mind on the testimony that you have given at the coroner's inquest." He questioned me, and I told him that Detective Black had directed me to say that I got on the car at 11:50. I told him I sat three seats behind Mary Fagan. While I was being questioned by Mr. Dorsey, he and Detective Black would have private conversations between them, and after one of them, Mr. Dorsey said, "You sat on the seat with her," and I told him yes, that I had changed my seat and sat with her. He asked me about my conversation with Mary Fagan, and I told him that it was just like I said at the coroner's inquest, and he said, "That is all right, George, you stick to that." After this conversation, Detective Black followed me out in the hall and told me to be sure about the time and to stick to it as about 11:57, as it supported Jim Conley's story as to time, and he wanted my time to be the same as the time Conley had said it was, and to agree with it. I promised.